Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With wish for the people, live a life with a bright light. I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. We usually think that we are looking the presence of the world. But actually, we are not looking at presence. I have already talked about this in the previous Dharma Talk, that when some phenomenon happens, we don't see it on time because the light have to reflect to our nerve of the eyes. And the nerve of the eyes have to send the pulse to the brain, and the brain have to recognize through the own imagination from the past and project it to the world. That's not already presence. Nobody knows what's really happening in the presence. Nobody knows what's going to happen in the future. Doesn't know what's happening in presence, and even not know about future must be scary. That's why people try to think about everything based on the past. Because of this fear, people are attached to the past, where either anger or to worry about future, both are from the past. The worry about future comes from to project what happened in the past. But I really wish that the people that recognizes the time, the presence, really have what's happening that and which we never know, and the time, the next moment of the future, we really don't know what's going to happen. Between this presence and future, there's a light. There's a light inviting us to follow. The light is inviting you to the bright future. Unfortunately or unfortunately, there's two kinds of the people who even subconsciously can feel or notice or recognize about this light, which is inviting us to the bright future. But there's a lot of people who don't recognize, who don't notice the light is inviting to him or her. This is invitation for the bright future, but doesn't notice. Either notice or not to notice, this is depends on the capacity of the spirit. Spirit. What is the capacity? For example, feel gratitude what he or she has now. And another thing is be altruistic. You know, have a desire to help other people for the happiness, for the future happiness. You know about the gratitude. Some people might say, okay, this guy has so many things, so it's obvious that this person feels gratitude about what he has or what she has. But actually, it doesn't work that way. No matter what or how much he or she has, or how small he or she has, it doesn't not affect to the person, to feel gratitude about he or she has, it depends on the capacity of the spirit. So as who lives as a giver, enjoying helping other people's future, good future. And some people say, okay, this person has so many things, so that's why this person helping other people to donate or whatever. But we have to realize that the order about those things are the opposite. The person who is who gratitude or who is the giver, both increases the capacity of the spirit, and as a result, many things comes in him or her hands. So if you don't feel gratitude, you will start losing the things. Well, it's easy example. If you don't show the gratitude to your friend, you start to lose your friend. So as being a giver. Giver is not because has many things. It's opposite. As long as you live based on the giver and gratitude, by the way, the waste is not the giving or thankful. Well, thankful person will not waste, because feeling gratitude to the anything what they have in hand, including money or materials, if you have a thankful respect, you will not waste things, but deeply think and share with others. Even though it's never one way giving. Anyway, it seems like different things, you know, feeling gratitude or be a giver, and yes, to recognize that the light is illumination of the light is inviting to the good future. Actually, these three are one. As long as you live as a giver and a grateful person, your spiritual capacity will grow and many things come in. Many people come in. And isn't that called a rich life? Well, one of the teaching of the Honen message. Honen is the priest who lived about 800 years ago, who really spread the pure and thought and Nembutsu chanting, which is just 10 times of the Nembutsu. And then the Buddha come to you to pick up when you die and take you to the pure and the infinite joy, the enlightenment world. And his teaching totally influenced to Japanese mentality, totally painted different color, the Japanese culture, which is that the thought that when you die, you'll be Buddha. In Japan, the TV drama of the detectives, and they call it the dead people Buddha, is from the thought of the Honen, I mean Pure Land Buddhism. and Japanese even think that well, when you die, somebody come and pick you up to the another spiritual world. That is from the influence of the teachings of Honen, the Pure and Buddhism. When you die, the Buddha will pick up the practitioner of the Nembu Chanta. But actually, his message was to let people know about the light is inviting you for the future. Well, when I was a teenager and when my life was totally mess and desperate, I will not talk about the details, but how desperate it was that when I talked about my situation to my friend, he said right away, if I were you, I would jump from the cliff without any hesitation. Well, even though I was in such a situation, I could not be 100% desperate. I'm sure subconsciously I was feeling this invitation of the light to the bright future. I want you to understand, this is always what's happening to you. No matter what situation you are, the light to the bright future is inviting you between the border of the present and future. And now I realize that everybody, this invitation is, everybody is receiving this invitation. I hope you notice this too. And let the bright future happen in your life. May you and people around you and people in the world live with based on the gratitude, because whatever you feel gratitude, the things will grow, things will increase. This is the principle of the universe. And live as a giver. Giver that helping other people's good future, bright future. May all people who live as a giver and with the gratitude and be in to recognize, notice that be invited by the light of the bright future.